Triple M Alpha Breakfast right across the southwest. I've got Lindley Watson on the line, the CEO for Peak Performance International. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, it's been in the news for the past, well, few months. The big four banks, a financial services royal commission, highlighted a bunch of errors that they were doing. And the question comes into it, when it comes to a bank's core values, a lot of those have been questioned.
Indeed. More than questioned, I'd say, Alan.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, are they even there?
Well, interesting you should say that, because I do a lot of cultural values assessments, and so I was really curious, given what's gone on and what's come to light, but, well, what are these organisations, you know, what are their values? So I went looking for them. So the obvious place to start, I would have thought, would be their website. Mm-hmm. So I went to CBA's website and searched for core values, organisational values, all sorts of things, and came back with a bit of a blank.
Oh, no.
And the statement that I found was, Commonwealth Bank is committed to behaviour that reflects our values.
Oh, geez, that doesn't stand up today, does it?
Well, I thought, well, what might those values be? Given the behaviours that we've seen, what might the underlying values of the bank be?
Yeah, not good values, but let's be honest. What should the values be, I guess?
Well, the values for each organisation really do have to align with their strategy and what it is that they're about. You know, who they are and what they stand for is becoming increasingly important these days, because let's face it, the products and services are a bit of a commodity, whether you're in banking or most other areas. So I would have thought that things, you know, like their values would be front of mind, top of mind, and for staff, but obviously the leaders, and available to the public and their customers. And I did a bit more digging, and I did find a document. It was Our Commitment, Living Our Vision and Values, and that was attributed to the former CEO, Ian Narev. And the values that they espoused were integrity, accountability, collaboration, excellence and service. So reading through that document, I thought, well, I don't believe that they are living those values. Given what we've seen, those values are obviously not embedded, and it's not something that they use as guidelines for making their decisions and, you know, to guide their actions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty obvious after that Royal Commission. I guess, what can they do now to try and repair that?
I think really what has been broken is trust. And with organisations that go through these ethical dilemmas, if you like, the breakdown of trust and really when the ethics come into question, often that's because they've got a fear-based culture. And when I say fear-based culture, it means that they're driven by fear as opposed to care. And things come into play, like as a chair or as the CEO, they might fear being savaged by the media or shareholders, say. As an executive, they might fear losing their bonus if they don't make the numbers. As an employee, perhaps if I speak out, I might fear that I'll lose my job.
Yeah.
So it's those sorts of things that are driving the behaviours. So what can they do about it? Well, I mean, I think they need to fundamentally get back to what's important to them. What do they value? What are the behaviours that they value? And what are they going to do in terms of the systems and policies and procedures that they wrap around those values that will actually lead to a better culture?
Absolutely. Before I let you go, when all this was happening, the Royal Commission were revealing all these different things. We learnt how disappointing these banks had been to us. Why was it, and I think a lot of people were like me, we just weren't surprised at all by any of this?
Yeah. Why weren't we surprised? Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I think it's something that we've come to expect, and looking at overseas, you know, with all of the GFC and, you know, other scandals with financial services sectors in the UK, etc., I just imagine a lot of us thought, oh, well, now it's our turn. It's about time that it became known, it was uncovered.
Yeah.
So I think we're not surprised, because it's it's rampant, and not just in the financial services sector, unfortunately. It seems to be business ethics seem to be in question all over the world.
Well, hopefully this is a little bit of a wake-up call for them. Thanks for the chat today. I do appreciate it.